See, that just boggles my mind at the moment, because it basically means that you went into this probably on about the mileage that I am running at the moment. And I would never even really, you know, I mean, the thought, I would love to do it because I have done it in the past, but it's been a while. But you got through it. Now, do you remember, what do you remember about that day once you set off running? About the weather, about how you felt? I mean, you won in 3:57. At least that's what it says here on the official record.
Yes, that's correct. The weather was a major factor that day. We didn't start until 8 o'clock. It starts at 6 o'clock
That's
now,
right.
And I believe every marathon, Heart of America Marathon, has started at 6 since
it's
that first
cooler.
One.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So at the time, it was over 70 degrees at the start of the race, and by 9 o'clock, it had risen to over 80, and by 10 it was 91, according to the records in Joe Duncan's book.
Uh-huh.
And they don't have the temperatures beyond 10 o'clock in the morning posted there, so I don't know what it was like at 11 and 12. Of course, 12 o'clock was just a few minutes after I finished.
Yeah.
But the heat took its toll, certainly.
I can't even, I mean, that's going to be a day like today. I mean, it was 75 when I drove in this
Very
morning.
Very much like today,
and
yeah.
At 9 o'clock, and, you know, it's going to be pretty darn warm by 10 o'clock. And they always say, and I didn't realize this, because I always think to myself as a non-runner, well, 70 is a nice temperature. But when it's comfortable for spectators, it is bad for runners.
That's exactly right. So, that's the rule of thumb for marathon, or any kind of distance running, isn't it, actually, Joe?
Yes.
So what do you remember? I mean, you went out Fulton, which is now, you probably went along Broadway and then WW as we know it today. Do you remember anything else about that day, about the route? And you know, we don't know, these days we know so much more about things like hydration. I mean, did you have any, were you drinking at all on the run, or were you sort of on your
own? Back in those days, we had this belief that you shouldn't take on liquids while you were running.
It's amazing.
Because you'll throw up.
Yeah.
That was always, you'll throw up.
Yeah, Bill was saying that, you know, that was kind of the belief then, and it's... I think about that and think it's amazing you're sitting here able to tell me this story still. So you went basically fluidless?
Well, at least for the first half of the race, until after we got past Millersburg, before we finally decided we better have some water.
Man.
By that time, the heat was really taking the bearing on us, and dehydration was setting in pretty good.
Now, what pace did you set out at? Because I think it's certainly true to me that a lot of people who are not really runners, certainly the athletes of today, the elite runners, don't probably get the recognition across the board from sports fans that they deserve. I mean, you look at a lot of these African athletes now, they're running, for 26 miles? They're running in the 5-minute level, and then late in the race, they may throw in some 450 miles just to stretch things out and test people. It's mind-boggling. What kind of pace did you start out at that day?
Well, for us, it wasn't quite as fast as you described.
Well, yeah.
But we were running somewhere between 6 and 6:30 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And for us at that time, that was pretty good pace. And we basically ran ourselves out in about the first 6 miles, and then became a little bit of a struggle thereafter.
Yeah, because I think you won in 3:57, which comes out, is that somewhere around an 8.5 minute mile in the end if you average it out? Is it something like that?
I have never figured that out,
but
I know most of that time was in the second half of
the
race.
I think that's still the case for a lot of people who run it. That's Joe Schrader. Joe is the first ever winner of the Heart of America Marathon way back in 1960. You may not thank me for saying way back, but it's the 50th anniversary of the Heart of America Marathon, Labor Day this year, and we'll be back with more with Joe and his memories from that day after this on The Morning Meeting on News Talk 1400 KFRU.
The Morning Meeting, only on News Talk 1400 KFRU. Woo-hoo!
Woo-hoo! 9:34, it's The Morning Meeting here on News Talk 1400 KFRU. Simon Rose, Renee Holsoff with you, continuing our visit with Joe Schrader. Joe was the first ever winner of the Heart of America Marathon, and the Heart of America Marathon is coming up on its 50th anniversary. That will be on Labor Day. They're planning some special events this year to mark the 50th anniversary of the run, and we're visiting this morning with Joe Schrader. Joe, the first Ever winner, as I said, back in 1960, and we're getting some of his memories from that particular day. All right, Joe, we've mentioned the fact that really in those days, you didn't really drink on the move because people thought it would make you sick. So you sort of revised that philosophy when you got to about Millersburg or so, right? And decided because of the weather and stuff, you were going to do that.
And because he was probably dying of thirst.
Because he was probably about to keel. Talk about the equipment. Renee and I were talking beforehand, and we did mention this a little bit with Bill. I mean, to these days, the equipment that is available, most notably in the actual shoes that you wear for distance running, the technology is absolutely amazing. The cost is quite healthy these days if you want a good pair of running shoes, but I think for most runners is absolutely worth it. And then just down to the gear that you get to wear is completely different, from the socks to the shorts. You know, it's changed.
It's all
completely
that wicking material.
Exactly.
Breathable, lightweight.
Although I've noticed that a lot of people who still run the heart up with no top at all, you know, which is probably
of the male gender.
We should hasten to add that.
Yeah, we don't need a lot of spectators thinking they're going to get a free show.
Suddenly all the college guys have suddenly had an interest
Excuse
in the
me?
Heart of America marathon.
No.
So what were you wearing that day to run in that kind of heat for that far?
Well, the uniform itself was a typical cross-country uniform, shorts and shirt, nothing special about the material.
Mm-hmm.
The socks were certainly not wicking socks.
Yeah.
And in fact, I developed blisters about 9 miles out and had to stop and take care of them. Actually, I had to pop the blister
warning.
Put a little tape around my foot and shoe back on and moved on forward.